tell us about something else that's happening.
Well, this Sunday, All Saints Church, the Brighton Youth Orchestra are going to be performing a fiesta of music from around the world.
We're going to hear from a quartet of some of the musicians that are going to be involved. And they serenaded the opening of the 2019 Brighton Festival during a trip on the I-360.
And I wish everyone hadn't talked all the way through it.
Hi, I'm Rama and I play violin.
I'm Abby and I play cello.
Now, you were playing today on the I-360. It sounded absolutely beautiful. What does it mean to you to be part of Brighton's youth music?
I think it's just been a very enriching experience for us. It's great for us to get to interact with other young musicians, sort of build a community in that, and also give back to other people, help other younger players improve in the way that older players helped us when we were younger. So all in all, just quite a nice thing to do.
You're going to be playing at the Brighton Festival at All Saints Church, which is a fantastic venue. What does it feel like to be a part of such a major national event?
It's quite nerve-wracking, but exciting.
Yeah, it's good. I think we're the only non-professional group who are playing in the festival, so it just feels like quite a, quite a privilege to get to be part of it and enjoy, you know, all the community that brings.
Hello, my name's Peter Chivers and I head up the Music and Arts Service in Brighton & Hove.
You must be incredibly proud of these people.
Oh, they're amazing. It's really inspiring to work with these young musicians and hear they playing on a regular basis and how much practice they put in, week out to get to that standard. It's amazing.
And obviously, it's a great acknowledgement for young people like we have here to be playing as part of the Brighton Festival.
Oh, it's absolutely an incredible experience for any musician, but also young musicians to play as part of the, as you say, an international festival and be alongside some of the world's great musicians and performers.
The importance of music education can't be underestimated.
No, music education is, you know, vital for every young person in the city, whatever genre, whatever style of music they're interested in. So I think it's a really core part of any young person's life and curriculum in the school.
I'm going to come back to you. So you're playing as part of the Brighton Festival. Where do you see this being a springboard to as a future career as a classical musician?
Definitely the tools that I've learned playing in groups and learning how to communicate better through music and just verbally as well. I think I'll carry those through with me, whatever I end up doing.
All of the experience that the Brighton Youth Orchestra has given will definitely enhance my further education.
That was members of the Brighton Youth Orchestra very rudely being talked over by people as they performed on the I-360. I'd love to have heard them, but everyone was chattering.
Well, yes, but it was at a launch event for the I-360. They did some invited guests along. We managed to sneak our way in to go up and have a look at the rooftops. And people do tend to chatter.
They do, don't they? They do. Anyway, that's a really gorgeous music there for Brighton Youth Orchestra. They are going to be performing a fiesta of music from around the world at All Saints Church in Hove this Sunday at 5. And there will not be chatter there, I'm sure. I'm sure everyone will be on their best behaviour. You've been listening to the Brighton Festival special show with Melita Dennett and Rebecca Sandals on Radio Reverb 97.2 FM, DAB and online Monday to Friday 5 to 6 p.m. during the festival, repeated 10 o'clock the same night, 9 a.m. the next day.